I'm Harley Carter, P.I. of the Magnum P.I.s.
Harley Carter?
Harley freaking Carter!
I want to talk to Harley Carter, no one else!
What? People don't talk to you through the TV?
People think that being a private investigator is all about the mustaches and the Ferraris, but it is serious business.
How many kidnappings have you been involved in?
Two. One was a guest spot on NCIS Los Angeles, and the other was a play. It was a high school play, but if you don't think the stakes were high that night, then you don't know high school theater, my friend.
All right, TV show Carter was one of WGN America's most watched shows last year, and it's back for a brand new season. Jerry O'Connell is a star. You know him best from his early days in film, from Stand By Me to Jerry Maguire, and on television with appearances in Showtime's Billions, The Big Bang Theory, and now the new season of Carter. Little drama, little comedy. He's also on Broadway in a soldier's play. And Jerry joins us tonight. Jerry, how are you?
I think we call it a cromedy or a crama.
I like that.
A crama.
Let's do something new. I like that.
Did we just start? I think we just started that thing. Crama.
I think it's a crama. I got to tell you something. You're funny as hell. Like, I really, really love this show. And at a time where we're watching all these darker, more serialized shows, this is the perfect counterbalance, I think.
Well, you know what happened is my bosses over there at WGN America, when Castle went off the air, remember with Nathan Fillion and Stana Kosick, they gave me a call and said, listen, we want to fill this void that Castle is leaving. And, if we're one-tenth as successful as that show, we'll be okay. But, you know, it's basically a guy who plays a cop on a TV show. Think of David Caruso in CSI Miami.
Yep.
And he moves to this small town, and he thinks because he's been a cop on television for so many years, he can tell the police how they should solve crimes.
Right.
So it's basically, instead of Nathan Fillion being a mystery writer, this is a very vain, cheesy television actor.
No, it's funny. It is so funny. And I will say, if the first episode of the new season, and by the way, it airs Mondays at 9 Central, is any indication of what's to come, I think it's going to be just a fabulous season.
Yeah, I play a vain, self-centered television actor. I had to do no research for this role. I just wake up every morning in my motel room and look at my reflection in the mirror and say, you've got this.
And that does it, huh?
Yeah.
So
we have a lot of fun. It starts Sydney Tamai Poitier. Sydney Poitier's daughter. She's beautiful. She's so funny. And a really funny guy named Christian Brune, who's from Orphan Black. We have a good old time.
Where do you? What could it be? So you don't have to give it all away. Where's this going this season? What's happening? Because I know you're in a love triangle of some sort. I discovered very quickly.
Spoiler alert! Got a little bit of a love triangle going on. We're taking a page from the old Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Going to have a little love triangle. No, we have a great actor named Lyric Bent, who comes in and plays sort of the new chief of police, and he's very sexy and very tough, and he's going to give me a run for my money with to vie for Sidney Poitier's love.
It's
a fun time. It really is. And oh man, Lyric Bent is just such a great addition to the cast. He's very easy on the eyes, and he's a terrific actor. It's really a fun season.
Let me ask you something. When you think of the private investigators of TV's past, like old school TV and Private Eyes, like that maybe you and I grew up with, who do you most relate your character to? Is it Jim Rockford? Are you Rockford? Like, who are you in your mind, like, kind of when you're playing this?
First of all, I don't want to date ourselves, but Rockford Files was everything to me.
Right.
For those who don't know, I'm sure you can look it up on the YouTube or whatever, or probably WGN America plays the reruns on it. But
maybe.
Rockford Files was, you know, he was the quintessential TV detective. He had an awesome car.
Yeah.
I
wanted that car.
He was always getting knocked around. I mean, it's just perfect PI stuff. So much like Magnum, another childhood idol of mine.
Mm-hmm.
My character has a signature ride and also wears a lot of floral print Hawaiian-esque shirts.
Mm-hmm. I saw that, yep.
So you know, I try to pay homage to all the best TV detectives.
I like that. I like that. No, I do like that a lot. I just think it just has such a great vibe. As I said, like, you know, when you're watching stuff on Netflix and HBO and even the network procedurals, I mean, as I said in the beginning, they're just so dark. And you certainly can't watch it with the family type of thing. And I think this kind of fills a void that has been absent for a long time on television. I mean, I love the fact that, you know, you're digging deep into some crime, but you're having fun with it, and I'm laughing at the same time.
I think they call it in the business a blue sky procedural.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, a lot like Murder, She Wrote, you're going to get a body at the beginning of the episode.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, Angela Lansbury isn't going to be cursing or, like, torturing.
I bet
you
she could, though. I bet you she could.
That would be a different take on the old Murder, She Wrote.
It would be. It was on Showtime or something like that. And then you're doing, so are you in New York right now? Because I heard you're doing this play, this Broadway play, Soldier's Play. Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm in New York. I actually just stepped out of our rehearsal. That's why you're hearing so much noise. Turns out New York is not the best place to do radio interviews on the street from.
All right.
I'm in a play called Soldier's Play. Amazing Pulitzer Prize-winning play, written by Charles Fuller. The original cast included Samuel L. Jackson and Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that's cool.
And we just revived it on Broadway. It opened last week, and we got great reviews. And we'll be here till March. If you're coming through New York, come and see us.
I love it. I love it. You know, I have to tell you, because I'm sure you get this all the time, but I watched Stand By Me with my 18-year-old son last summer, and you think about that almost 35 years later, this movie, of course, which takes place in the late 1950s, and period pieces often hold up, but some do not. This one is a classic. It absolutely does.
You know, it's a classic, I think I can say that confidently now, you know. It's just really a special project to be a part of. I don't know what to say. Whenever I'm up late at night and just, like, blasting through the channels and getting high up, and the number on the channel line up, and I come across Stand By Me, I can't turn it off. I have to watch the whole thing. It's almost like going through, like, an old summer camp album or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
It's just really sweet, and I'm so proud to have been a part of it.
Right. I mean, your journey has been pretty amazing. I mean, you know, the longevity is phenomenal.
Listen, I'm as shocked as you. I thought for sure I'd have a day job at this point, but you're firing me somehow.
It's funny.
Thank you, WGN America.
There you go. There you go. You know, when I had it on, my 7-year-old, you know, he watches The Wonder Years and some of these other old classic shows. He's like, oh, can I watch this? I'm like, no, you can't. Not yet.
Oh, gosh, are you ready for this? I went to a bar last night after we did our show, Soldier's Play, here in New York. Come and see it.
Yeah.
And the guy who was the dad in Wonder Years was at the bar.
Oh, ooh, that's cool.
So I had to go up to him.
Yeah.
I had to.
Dan Loria.
I had to.
Dan Loria.
Dan Loria.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went up and said hello, and I just said, you know, Mr. Loria, such an honor to meet you. I'm such a fan. And he said, I hear you're in Soldier's Play. I couldn't believe he knew exactly.
That's cool.
He knew exactly what I was doing. I was shocked. I you know, I wanted to ask him for a selfie, but I didn't want to, like,
geek
I
out.
Didn't want to invade.
Geek
I'm
out
sorry,
a little
that
bit.
Has nothing to do with Carter on WGN.
No, I love
America
that. I love
night,
that. I love
thought,
that.
You're the one who dropped the Wonder Years reference.
I
thought I'd come in.
I did. You're a lovable guy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm trying to throw out there. That's why you got to watch Carter. Fun all the time. And it's a comedy, which I love the new term.
Krama. I think we settled on Krama.
Krama. You're right. It's Krama. You're right. It's Krama.
Yeah.
Well, you can catch new episodes of Carter Mondays, 9 Central on WGN America. Jerry, always a pleasure catching up, and have fun while you're in New York, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk soon. All right. This is History coming up next on 720 WGN.